This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Serious note today, Corona panic. I do not use that term lightly. If you would like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota, GCNLive, LIVE.com. Today with us, as usual on Mondays, Dr. Norm Shealy. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning. Is something slightly worse than coronavirus this morning here? There's a cordon around the building. It took me 40 minutes to find a place to walk over a block to get into the clinic, followed by the police. There was a shooting right across the street, 5 people dead. I'm the only one in the building at the moment.
Dr. Shealy, I've passed that come-and-go gas station many times. It had been open and closed, and it looked like it just reopened, you know, within the last several months again. And so right across the street, there was a shooting.
And actually, it hit some of the windows in the building here where I am.
Wow.
Gunshots. However,
so you have,
I'm here.
Did you get a police escort into your building?
I did. Well, they were actually parked. There were 5 police cars all around the building. So the minute I opened the door, they came in and searched the building and, you know, told me about the windows in the back part of the building that were shot. And they were nice.
So did they tell you of any motives? Is it panic to get gasoline?
Nobody knows at this point.
Okay. I'm so glad you're okay. You know, last night we decided that gasoline is something that we ought to top off. And, you know, we have some gas cans, and we use gasoline for powering vehicles to work the cows and work the farm. And so we filled up some of our red gas cans last night. And I was thinking about, you know, what is the highest and best use for gasoline in a time like this? And it's not traveling back and forth to work. I mean, people are just not going to work. Well, it's for chainsaws. If you have a chainsaw, you'll be able to find some wood and cut it up and have some heat in the winter. So that to me was critical, absolutely critical. And
but
that's what we work. Yes.
How many houses today even have a wood-burning stove?
Well, that's a really good point, Dr. Shealy, because if you think about it, a lot of people have been conned into an all-electric house. And I guess that's one of the things that you wanted to talk about today. You know, what do you do in a situation like that? So here's what's happened, class. People have been conned into getting this is not an exaggeration. People have been conned into getting a television, a flat-screen TV, and putting it on the wall, on the floor, on the wall, where a fireplace would be. And then, when they entertain, what they do is they turn on the TV with an image of a burning fire, kind of like when you used to watch the television at Christmas time and they would have Christmas carols playing with a fire burning on the television screen. That would be the image of just a, you know, a nice glowing fire. So people have done that, bought TVs just for the purpose of having an image of a fire rather than a fireplace. Well, you know, TV is $400, maybe $300, sometimes $200, maybe a little bit less, rather than having a real fireplace to do the job that they used to do. People didn't put fireplaces in their house in the 17, 1800s for an image. They did it to heat the darn room or cook food.
Well, when we had the big freeze about 20 years ago and electricity was off for a week out of the farm and 2 weeks in Springfield, we took advantage of our wood fireplace insert to cook food and eat some part of the house.
Mm-hmm. We've got Joe in New York calling in. Welcome, Joe.
Vince, the reason I'm calling is that a while back you had mentioned the fact that you knew Frank Zappa and you had experiences with him.
Well, I won't say I knew him, but I will say that he was one of my instructors at one time.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Why do you say that?
Because I think of Frank Zappa as, you know, someone who had immense ability. And was very, very talented. So what was your experience with him, or what did he instruct you on?
Well, he and Captain Beefheart, Captain Beefheart was a sidekick of his. Now, we're talking back in probably, I'm thinking maybe 1972, 73, that era. He taught a class that for a short period of time, and I was fortunate to go. But Captain Beefheart was in the front of the class next to Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa did like 99.999% of the talking, and Captain Beefheart was asleep in the front of the class. You know, he had his holding up his head, and ultimately he fell asleep. But Frank Zappa, you know, he didn't like he didn't like smoking. He liked good behavior. I mean, he looked like he was pretty wild. He looked like a hippie. He had ethics, and maybe he instilled a little bit of that in me. But why are you calling about Frank Zappa? I've meant that last time I mentioned that must have been like 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't. You had mentioned it a couple of months ago, and I found that pretty intriguing. I do listen to you. I like your approach, and I like the way that you know, you go about things. And so
you mean like
hear that, though, what?
You mean like walk softly and carry a big stick? That approach?
No, it's just the way that you deal with reality. And I will say that many years ago, back in the 70s, at the Palladium in New York City, Frank Zappa, because I've seen some of his concerts, he refused to play for us because he felt the audience was just partaking in a little too much amusement on their own. And he just refused. He refused. It was on Halloween. I mean, I used to go and see when I was a little cat. A long time ago, those were the things that we did back in the 70s. And, you know, it was amazing that he did have a standard. And he's a very smart, very smart guy.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And maybe I took a page out of his book when I would go to the meetups. And the people in the meetup group in Springfield, Missouri on a Friday night, or well, actually it was a Monday night at that time. It started out on Fridays but ended up on Mondays. And they refused to stop bringing their cell phones into the meetup group. And I didn't want to say things that could be picked up and recorded and so forth. So it kind of stifled the dialogue in lots of ways, and I just couldn't get people to stop bringing the cell phones in. So I stopped talking about the kind of things I would talk about because of that. And I guess you're saying Frank Zappa said, hey, y'all, if you're not paying attention, and if you if you're not serious about this, why should he be? I think that's what you're telling me.
I think you're right. I think you picked up on that. He had definitely a way about him which was absolutely amazing. And, you know, it was just I'm still intrigued with the fact that, you know, you had experienced Mr. Zappa's, you know, greatness. Anyway, Vince,
yeah, up close.
Of course. You can't get, and you know, I won't get into why that they called him Captain Beefheart. I mean, that's a whole other story, but we won't do that. With that being said, though, I think you're doing a fine job, and you're very proficient at what you do.
I appreciate that. Let me just say this. I am absolutely livid and frosted with broadcasters today who are not taking the corona panic seriously. We've been calling it out like it is. And people are saying, to this day, they're saying that, you know, this is just a fraud, it's a fake, it's BS, to use their term. And Dr. Shealy and I are prepared to talk about what to do about the coronavirus and being prepared. It's a serious, serious situation. And regardless of who done it, regardless of that, regardless of why it was done, regardless of whether it is, there are ulterior motives to take down the presidency, to take down the Democrats, to take down the Republicans, to make life miserable, to eliminate people, we should really be focused on, how do we survive this thing? Then at the end of it, then we can take care of business. But we've got to get through it. Okay. Joe in New York, hey, thank you so much for calling. I believe this is the first time you've called. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. And I got to say, you know what? I don't want to keep on saying this, but you are beyond. I would put you up there. I would say you're definitely better than Bob Grant. I mean, you got more.
Oh no! Joe, I've got to weigh in. Bob Grant, whose real name was Bob Giganti, an Italian guy, I think was one of the finest broadcasters ever.
You're better. You're not, and that's what makes you better because of the fact that you're not capitulating. And that's what makes you so good. And you got two legs up over him, and he's not around no more. But with that being said,
I know that. I used to love listening to Bob Grant. He was on WABC, a flamethrower, 50,000 watts out of New York City. And we could pick him up, you know, the signal would skip off the ionosphere and back down. And he was great. And he used to say, get off my phone. And, you know, he did say something that got him thrown off the air, and I'll paraphrase it. There was a black woman who got promoted, and it just frosted him. And he said, all you have to do around here to get promoted, now this is paraphrasing, so it's not the exact verbiage, but, and this is a long time ago, this is 3 decades ago, I'm trying to remember this from. He said something, all you have to do around here to get promoted is pass a gynecological and pigmentation test. Do you remember that, Joe?
No, I remember men's room attendant. when he would do the salute, which would be Ascendeme, Duze Bromanos Facim, which was his salute to Mario Cuomo. Now we have the son, which is a loser. The guy's a loser, and he's ruining the state. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, but he called him the men's room attendant.
That's
Joe,
right.
Thanks so much.
Remember Dinkins, the men's room attendant.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Sharon in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good morning. It does appear we're moving into a new paradigm. So the sooner you accept your new reality, the better off you'll be. We now have had this virus show up here in Montana, and they've decided to shut the schools down for 2 weeks, which means, you know, a lot of people will be kind of hanging out at home, I presume. My first question here real quick is, way back, you know, quite a few years ago, you guys used to kind of tout Nixol, something like that, similar to bleach, but not so bleachy smelling. And I was wondering, would that work pretty well, like, to make, like, a hand sanitizer, mixing some of that with water and, like, one of those little small spray bottles that hold maybe 4 ounces or something? Would that be a good thing to use, Dr. Shea?
Well, I wouldn't mix it with water. You could spray it directly on your hands.
Okay, you wouldn't need to mix
it with water. It would be too weak.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it would probably be about as good as alcohol.
Yeah, I've never really been big on sanitizers. I honestly don't touch my face a whole lot. I seriously don't. I haven't for years because I didn't want to catch whatever flu virus, whatever, when kids were around and stuff like that. But I was kind of, you know, I was thinking about that. I thought, you know, they supposedly are selling out of all that stuff, but I have become a little more proactive after going to the grocery store. I take those little wipes and wipe my hands and then the steering wheel and stuff down just for getting, you never know. My thinking is, though, that probably a lot of people are going to be encouraged to stay in their homes and that a lot of people don't have much food at all on hand. And so I was just thinking that before you go out and just crazy shop, you might make a list of what you normally consume for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what things you really like and what things you really don't like, so you don't buy, say, a bunch of dried beans when you don't even like beans. So maybe take time to really consider what you eat before you go stocking up on stuff. We have some kind of extended family members who've now decided they ought to shop, and one of them went out and bought a bunch of stuff, which isn't bad, but I happen to know this person, and I'm thinking, you're not going to really want to consume some of that stuff you bought. So that's just sort of a heads up, and I mainly just wanted to ask you about that Nixol stuff.
Well, personally, you brought up one of the most important subjects of all. My favorite concentrate food is whey protein isolate and egg white powder. Excellent protein, and you can make, you know, you can survive on protein when you can't get carbohydrate and fat.
Yeah, for people like us, you know, we put up a big garden, I can, and we raise meat and hunt meat, and so we're fine. I had to laugh about the whole toilet paper thing because we buy it by a great big case, and there's only two of us, therefore it lasts a really long time. So, but I was just thinking, just throwing a little heads out there, some people are looking at, man, we're going to be stuck in the house, and I would suggest that, you know, you consider what you actually like to eat, especially if you have children. They're not going to want to radically change your diet right away. So just a heads up. Anyway, thanks for your conversation.
Sharon, before you go, we have family meetings here many times a day. We live on the farm, and we don't leave the farm very often. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we all get together. We have a traditional 1950s, 1960s family. And I suggest all of you, while you have a chance to survive this corona panic, that you try to do the same thing. And don't go off in different directions. But during these family meetings, we talk about what's important, what we are doing, what we need to do, what we have done, and we prioritize, and we all pull the same way. And one of the things that I mentioned to the family was, okay, so now there is absolutely no waste, no waste of anything. And this kind of ties to your toilet paper scenario. And so if there's a little spill on the kitchen stove, for example, there's a couple choices. One, you can leave it. Two, you can wipe it up with a paper towel and throw it away. You can wipe it up with half of a paper towel and throw it away. You could wipe it up with the absolute minimum piece of paper towel and throw it away. Or you can get the dish rag that's in the kitchen sink, rinse it off, use it to wipe up, and then rinse out the dish rag. Are you having those kinds of meetings as well?
You know, we live a real frugal lifestyle. I don't use paper towels a lot. I use them for, like, sticky, greasy stuff, and I just use a wash rag and wash it, you know?
There you go. That's the point. That is the point. So we need to get away from this disposable society and back to the way it used to be. Sharon, is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I just wanted to ask about Nixol mainly and just comment that don't buy stuff you don't like to eat.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among the developments when it comes to the coronavirus at this hour, the National Security Council says there is no truth to rumors that a national quarantine is coming to combat the outbreak. It says a text message rumor of a national quarantine is fake. There is no national lockdown. Meanwhile, the Senate today is expected to take up a coronavirus relief bill to help workers and businesses impacted by it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying he has a general idea about how much it's going to cost, but he can't say for sure.
It's hard to model some of these things because you don't know how many workers are going to be home.
At last night's Democratic presidential primary debate, Joe Biden said he'll pick a woman to be his running mate. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Norman Shuley, normshuley.com. Breaking news. Trading is halted at the opening bell after the Dow plummeted 2,250 points, 9%. That wiped out all of Friday's gains. Wall Street is buckling under the corona chaos. Now, pretty soon they'll probably start calling it the corona panic, which is the term that that we coined right here at USA Prepares. Best gas price in Springfield, Missouri is at $1.75 per gallon, 1.75 per gallon in Springfield, Missouri. Randy, welcome. Randy is in Missouri.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Vincent. Yeah, a couple observations
sure.
about the State of the Union address, State of National Emergency address from Friday. And one was that once again we're told that we're going to have automatic testing. Now that they've released all of this money, all of a sudden they bought, oh, I don't know, they said they were going to have these Roche testing machines. So this is going to be our third test for coronavirus that they're attempting to put out, but they have these machines all lined up, and when they release the state of emergency money, all of a sudden we have these machines. I can't imagine how expensive they're going to be, but they've got upteen thousands of them sent out to all these health centers to do these automatic testings. Something tells me this was lined up in the pipe work earlier. So we had the trouble with the first test. Then they sent out the second test, and those didn't have all the components. And now we've got a third test. But, you know, it seems like they were setting up a precedent for an emergency so that they could buy these machines from Roche. It's just amazing. It takes us back to the Chernoff days with the scanners at the airport almost. But another observation I'd like to make is that the according to the company that came out with the vaccine in Texas, Gavex, I guess that's what it is, out of Houston, they have a vaccine ready, and they're starting testing on human and animal models for this vaccine. But they released their data like in February 18th. And at the same time, we had some outfit in Israel that said they were just a couple of weeks away from having a vaccine. And I think the Gates Foundation said they were just a few weeks away from having a vaccine. But isn't it amazing that we have a vaccine for a virus in the United States in the middle of February, but we don't have a test? And at the same time, you've got Korea, South Korea, and they were doing like 10, 12, 16,000 a day tests for the virus. I just, something doesn't add up with all the math in that, equation.
Nothing that, adds
very
up.
Little,
to the
very little add. That, Dr. Shealy is absolutely correct. Nothing adds up, or very little adds up. And you know, I know for a fact, and I cannot tell you how I know, but there are about, as of the end of last week, there were only 700 test kits available in the United States. And I'm not going to use the word rationed, but that's the only word I can think of is how they're being deployed. And for example, if a patient presented with some symptoms, they would make sure that all of those symptoms had been met prior to releasing that test for that patient. And the tests are persistent cough, labored breathing, hypoxic, you know, turning blue, a fever of 101.4 or higher. And if the person didn't have all of those symptoms, that person would not receive the test. So 101.3 plus not being able to breathe, turning blue, that wasn't sufficient. I'm very serious. It sounds crazy. But that is how dear, that's the term that used to be used back in the Depression, how dear those tests happen to be. And the number that I believe is accurate is about 75 tests per state in our neck of the woods here in the central part of the United States. So, you know, when President Trump said he would have 1 million tests available, I think we fell pretty short of that. It was more like 700, not 700,000, 700. Go ahead, Randy.
To give them a benefit of the doubt, I think each test kit had about 500 tests in it, but you were absolutely right about the way they were rationing these tests. so, but I would step out on a limb to bet that there is a number of congressmen that had stock in Roche pharmaceuticals that just the federal government just bought all their test computer machines. So I think somebody made some money on that deal.
Randy, what you're saying is you're talking about inside information, and that has to be one of the main drivers, in my opinion, as to why someone would pay hundreds of millions of dollars to get a job that pays $400,000, or hundreds of thousands of jobs to get hundreds of thousands of dollars, or millions of dollars to get a job that pays less than $200,000. So it's not, it's about the inside information. That's what it is. And I mentioned the story about when I was in California and how I met Al Gore. And he was very interested in what our company was doing. And it took me up until just a few years ago, and this was in 1980, exactly 1980, when I met Al Gore in Washington, D.C. He came to up to our booth when we were exhibiting satellite communications hardware in Washington, D.C. At the largest satellite communications convention there was. There were just three of us. And by the way, all three of us are USA Preparers instructors. And we were there, and Al Gore was very interested in our technology. And I couldn't figure out why he was so interested, some government type, you know, being interested in satellite communications. And I think the reason was, oh, and by the way, he wanted to start an organization, a brand new organization. He was going to get started called SPACE, Society for Private and Commercial Earth Stations. And SPACE was going to be a lobby organization to help the industry. And the industry was just a fledgling industry. And I couldn't figure out why he would do it, because I was pretty naive back then. I probably still am. But the idea, it just occurred to me a couple of years ago, that what he was doing is he would call us up if we had joined. We did not join. But if we had, he would probably call us up, and this is all hypothesis, and say, hey, so what's new? What y'all doing? You know, we'd be all excited about telling, you know, Al Gore the inside scoop. And then he would probably use that to make money, you know, as we went further down the securities market. Interesting? That's the story. Okay, Dr. Shealy, New York City public schools are closed through at least April 20th. And the story goes up and down and across the United States. Schools are being closed. Restaurants are being closed. Limits are being demanded that restaurants don't fill up more than 50%. Restaurants in some locations or bars are being closed at 10 o'clock. So there are restrictions. And will there be travel restrictions? Well, we don't have it yet, but it sure seems like it's coming. Your thoughts?
Oh, I think, you know, everything is possible. Pandora's box has been bombed open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you wanted to talk about, I believe you wanted to talk about some questions for me. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the time has passed, but people who haven't yet done it need to get prepared as rapidly as they can in case there is a total lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one of those questions is just what does being prepared mean, right?
Exactly. And how comprehensive do you want to be? And what is the difference for people who live rurally in small villages or in apartment houses versus independent houses? All of these things are critically different.
Dr. Shealy and I have been broadcasting the longest of any two instructors at USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy was very, very early in the game with me. And so for about going on 9 years now, we have been talking about being prepared. And the things that we would say today about the coronavirus are nothing different, nothing new here about being prepared. And being prepared is simply this. It's having the knowledge and the materials before you need them, like the owner's manuals, the repair manuals, the spare parts, and the tools necessary to do the job, the food, the water, the clothing that are necessary before you need them. Before you realize you need them. Bright people don't go hiking without food and water and appropriate footwear and clothing. bright people check the weather reports. We check the weather reports before we leave, you know, the farmhouse. If we were in the past, if we were going to the big city, which is maybe an hour away, we'd check the weather report. Do we need coats, jackets, rain gear? Is it going to snow? If it is, we're not going. You know, things like that. Why extend the risk beyond reason? Why do that? Just because we're bored? We don't get bored. Living on a farm, it's impossible to be bored. Now, it's possible to say I don't feel like doing it, but it's impossible to be bored. And, we communicate. When we leave the farm, we communicate our planned routes for the day and the alternative routes should the first choice not be available. What I'm saying by that is if we are going to the big city and we're going to take route one and we say to the whole family, okay, there's two of us going, there's two of us staying, and we want to make sure that someone's going to be around to answer the phone at the farm should we have a problem, and we plan on taking route one. We're going to stop off at point A, then go to point B, then by 3 o'clock we should be at C, and 4 o'clock we'll be at D, and then we're going to leave back for home from point D. And that's our first choice. If anything happens, you don't hear from us for, you know, the expected time, you can start worrying. If you don't hear from us by this time, maybe you might want to consider making some phone calls or come along the route that we had planned to go. Now, if route one is closed, we're going to be using route two. And that's how we do it, Dr. Shealy. We communicate with the family how we're going to get there, when we're going to be where, and how we're going to get back, and when we'll be back. And we don't need a cell phone to do that. Now, cell phone might be nice, but I don't want to carry one with me. So that's how we do it. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that is something. But, you know, ever since we started meeting together, I've always thought about, well, you know, this a lot of this sounds like what I was taught at 12 years of age in the Boy Scouts. Once upon a time, they prepared people to be alert.
That's exactly right. And that's where a lot of this came from. I mean, the Boy Scout motto is be prepared. That's what they taught. But now the Boy Scouts is on the verge of bankruptcy, if they have not already declared bankruptcy. And how is it possible that a message so simple as being kind and truthful and nice and helpful and clean and courteous and reverent, how is it possible that a message like that and being prepared has been stomped out? How is it possible? When we come back, we'll talk about being prepared.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And I went into the kitchen and topped off the coffee. And my family said, so you all know about Dr. Shealy's, you know, across the street and the shooting and five dead. And I said, yeah, not only that, but bullets were flying and some windows were broken at Dr. Shealy's office. Dr. Shealy, isn't it possible that had someone been in your office that one of those tray projectiles could have killed somebody in your office?
Oh, of course. Apparently this seems to have taken place during the evening when the building was empty, but... You know, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm mentioning this class is I think as we descend into a more chaotic situation, there will be more bullets flying. Why am I saying this? Well, after months of silence, I woke up during the weekend to gunshots. And these were deliberate shots from, I guess, close to... about a mile away, maybe a little farther. And it was deliberate. One shot, and then, oh, a couple minutes later, another shot. And these are single shots, you know, not automatic gunfire, but single shots. High-powered rifle, sounded like to me. And then another shot, and this went on for hours. And it sure sounded like someone was sighting in rifles for long-distance shooting. That's what it sounded like to me. So... I'm telling you that I'm hearing more gunshots, and I think we're going to hear more gunshots as this corona panic continues. And I don't use the term corona panic lightly, because the supply chain, as it breaks, people are going to lose their cool. They're going to become discourteous, even more discourteous than they already have been. And the fights have already broken out in stores, you know, fights over paper towels and toilet paper. I'm sure you've read about that. And had you been prepared, had you been proactive, you would not be in those environments. And I'm sure that many of you have avoided being in the environments of, you know, being in the stores with these people who have been exposed to sick people and exposed, you know, you or those you know to the coronavirus. And there are people who are saying that, you know, it's a ruse, it's a hoax, it's a fraud, and it's designed to kill us and cause us to run for the vaccines that may kill us as well. So the answer is, it could be all of those things. Or it could just be that it's just a man-made flu that's designed to kill people and limit the population. Are people profiting? Absolutely, people are profiting. There are greedy people everywhere. But I'd like to read something that I did a little bit of research. There was a headline. I'm going to read the headline, and then I'm going to read a little bit of information I got from Wikipedia about this individual. And this is the headline, quote, U.S. is not headed for a recession, says Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, makes extraordinary claim in the middle of the coronavirus crisis after the worst week on Wall Street since the Great Recession. But he admits a slowdown is inevitable. That's the quote. Now, I just want to read the first part of it one more time. U.S. is not headed for a recession, says Steve Mnuchin. All right. Now, so who is this guy? Well, Stephen Turner Mnuchin, let me spell this. It's hard to spell. It's hard to pronounce. M-N-U-C-H-I-N. M-N-U-C-H-I-N. Stephen Turner Mnuchin is an American investment banker and a civil servant who is serving as the 77th United States Secretary of the Treasury as part of the cabinet of President Donald Trump. Previously, Mnuchin had been a hedge fund manager and investor. Stephen Mnuchin was born in 1962 in New York City, the second youngest son in his family. Mnuchin's family is Jewish. He is the son of Robert E. Mnuchin of Washington, Connecticut, and Elaine Turner Cooper of New York. Stephen Mnuchin is an American film producer and a political and American banker who was born in 1962. He belongs to the Republican Party and the partner of the Goldman Sachs Company for 17 years. He's a multi-talented personality. He's also founded the Rat Pack Dune Entertainment. So that's who this guy is. Now, I didn't embellish that. That's who he is. So here's a guy who's saying that we're not headed for a recession. I got to tell you, I'm not in the government, and we are in the second Great Depression. That's how I see it. As a trained guy who spent 6 years studying finance and economics at the university level in the United States, Dr. Shuley and I will be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.